went to one or two. When I first came, he had there was a party out in Okehampton to welcome new staff. Mm-hmm. You know, and then there was the odd dinner where I might have been invited because of something I was doing or something that Ed remembered that I might have an interest in or whatever. Like, for example, in 1989, I had a bit of a sabbatical. I spent 10 weeks in Nagoya in Japan. And so just after that, I think he had a Japanese visitor, and so we were invited for dinner out in Okehampton again. And that was the time when there was a proposal from Asahi Chemical to... they wanted to build a university at the place where their headquarters was in Kyushu Island. It's called Nobbioka. Or at least if it wasn't their headquarters, it was a big plant they had there. But they wanted to build a university in Nobbioka. And again, because of my experience of going to Japan, and then I actually, following that, got research funding from a Japanese organization as well for my research. I got involved with the so-called Nobbioka project. Mm-hmm. So this was supposedly funding to build a university there, and the land would be supplied by the local, like the local council. The buildings would be built by Asahi Chemical, and we would then tasked with setting up the actual university itself. But after a few visits, it became clear there were too many obstacles to us being able to do this. So Asahi Chemicals said they would instead they would fund a scholarship program. I think it was to the tune of 750,000 for UL students to spend some time in the different plants that they had in Japan, and for to effectively do a master's degree that involved partial training in Japan. I suppose this was an eye on them expanding into Europe at the time. And so again, I got involved with the negotiations on the scholarship program, because again at that time I was still assistant dean research in engineering and science, so I spent a couple of two or three times I went out negotiated. But one of the problems was they saw this as just a 1 year program for a certain number of students. And when I looked at the timetable, there was 3 months where the students would be effectively steeped in Japanese here before they went out, so that they could communicate once they arrived in Japan. Yeah. Spend 9 months in Japan, okay, and that was it. And I'm thinking, no, that isn't going to work, because they then have to come back and distill the knowledge that they had. Plus, they needed to do something of a more academic project that would lead to the master's eventually. Couldn't just be an essay about their experiences in Japan. So I remember a Saturday afternoon trying to explain this to the guys there, and that would mean a 2 year program, so we'd have to reduce the number of students by half if they were going to still only have the same amount of money available. Well, the problem was that the guys kind of there, the Japanese guys, understood to a certain extent what I was saying, but they didn't have the decision-making there and then. So we had to wait until the more senior guys came back to UL about 2 months later. And yeah, I was pleased actually that having spent that afternoon trying to get it all sorted, that when they did come back, they had accepted it and were sort of giving us, yeah, we agree with you, we'll do it this way, and so on. So again, that was a bit of a success that I kind of feel proud of in some way. So we had a number of students then who went out, and I visited one or two of them while they were there, just to make sure things were going according to plan. And yeah, I think those who went out found it a very worthwhile experience. I don't know whether any of them eventually got to work for a Japanese company in Europe or whatever, but it was a very worthwhile exercise that came out of that initial idea to build this university.